Andy Menio wants to make you uncomfortable.
Just for the tour. That's it.
That's what he's here for. He's here to make you uncomfortable. He's here to tighten up the belt. He's here to get you a shirt that's a couple sizes smaller than what you're wearing right now. He wants you to feel it. He's on the phone with us. Let's talk about Green Bay. How do you feel like they're doing?
Could they be doing any better?
Well, I've been told that you're a Green Bay fan and that I should give you a chance to rep your team.
Yeah, I'm a Green Bay fan, and I just got an offer from my buddy Sam Acho the other day. He plays for the Bears, and he said, "Hey, listen, I got some tickets for you for Lambeau Field Thanksgiving Day."
Oh, really?
Whoa, that's amazing.
Never in my life.
So are you
Never
going?
In my life I've been there, so I'm going to try to take it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to skip like family Thanksgiving and go to the NFL game?
Well, I got family stuff planned already. I got to find out how many tickets I can get.
Yeah, I was going to say, you suddenly need to move the family stuff there. If not, family stuff can be done any day, whereas this game, that needs to happen that day. So I think you know what you need to do.
Yes, you understand my struggle.
Yeah, dude, I don't know where you're from. Like, how far do you have to go to catch that game?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to spend time with family in Chicago.
Oh, so perfect.
Which is about 3.5 hours south of there. So, I mean, it's a layup if I do it.
You know what? I'm not even a huge NFL fan. And if somebody offered me tickets for that, I think I would have to go.
Yeah, you'd skip everything out.
You have to go.
Yeah, I don't think you can get away from that. So, Andy, like, how is life treating you, man? Like, you're out on tour. How's tour going?
Tour is going incredible. I mean, we're selling out a majority of the shows. People are loving the merch. I mean, we're meeting amazing people at the meet and greets, hearing about how lives have been changed. I mean, it's just crazy. And I'm grateful to be a part of it. And it's my first headliner, so I never knew what to expect going out there.
Is it more pressure and responsibility?
Way more pressure. You know, you take on all the financial responsibility. You take on all the ticket sales. You know, you got a new album out. You're seeing how people like that. And, you know, the album came out like 2 weeks before the tour started. So, you know, I didn't know if anybody was going to know the lyrics and blah, blah, blah. But it's just way beyond my expectations.
The concert in Columbus is going to be on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And that is the Uncomfortable Tour. And that will be at Scully's. So if people want details, of course, to grab them at radiou.com, they are available.
Now, you said it was a lot more...
Yes.
A lot more responsibility to be the headliner, but do you also get some more freedom? Like, are you getting to do some things you maybe wanted to but haven't gotten to?
Exactly. I mean, it's my show, so I get to have whatever production we've been able to bring out. I'm able to capitalize on all of that, max it out. You know, when you're opening up and building up for other people, you know, you kind of always have to have a set that's a little bit smaller than the headliner. Now we're able to just take it full force and give them a good hour and a half show.
So, like, give me an example. Like, what's something that you got to do this time around that you haven't been able to do before?
Utilize the entire stage.
Yeah.
Or
you mean don't get into the other group stage?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, before, you know, you got the other setups, and like they always have the most amount of space and the most amount of gear and everything, and you gotta operate in your space to be an opener. But now it's just me.
Too, like Andy had said, the length. You get to perform for so much longer, which is nice.
Yeah, man. Well,
yeah, you get to have a full show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself, like, after such a longer show, you just come off pumped, or you come out and you're like, dude, I got to rest now. I'm not used to doing a 90-minute set.
Well, a little bit of both. I'm an extrovert, so I get energy from people, so it takes a little while to wind down. But I don't think I can do anything high energy after a show, you know? You get done, and you're like, all right, go to the tour bus. Time to eat chicken wings I shouldn't have.
And just take it easy.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking to you.
Talk with everybody on the bus. We're chilling. You know, I got my wife out on the tour with me, so that's fun. You know, so we're hanging out.
Yeah, it's cool, man. So what does your wife think of all of it? Like, is she out in the crowd every night, or is she on the bus like, I'll just see you when you get done?
No. She's actually got a job out on tour. She's working with World Vision, which is our sponsor for the tour.
Okay.
And she's out there getting kids sponsored at the tables. You know, so she's out there doing her thing. And then afterwards, we get to hang out and see each other every day. So, blessed.
So, Andy Menio is going to be in Columbus. That's happening this Sunday.
Yep, the Uncomfortable Tour.
You can get more details at radiou.com.
Now, for more hype from Andy. Because the more you give him, the more he'll give you back.
The more he's going to give you back, dude. So, talk to us about the rest of the tour. Like, how much you got left?
We're about halfway right now. So, we got about another 15 cities on the way. And, you know, we'll be finishing up October or November 15th and taking a little break for the new year.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could call it 16 cities because you still have that Chicago trip that you need to take.
Just make, yeah, a, for make real. A show out of it, yeah.
It sounds to me, that sounds like a tour in itself right there.
It does. That's a special stop.
Well, listen, man, it's been good to talk to you. Hope that I'm kind of excited for your Thanksgiving, and I'm not even going.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, like I hope that pans out and you get to take everybody with you. You want to go. That's a pretty unique opportunity, man. So thanks for making time for us.
I'll be taking everybody with me via Instagram.
Oh, good,
Instagram. Yeah. So if I show up, you will all know.
Okay, good. So follow you now just to make sure that they're all ready in case you get a chance to go see the game.
Exactly. And I got some goodies on my Instagram anyways. We have a fun time on there.